Another day, another boring class at this godforsaken college. Why do I even have to come here when I'm just gonna become head of the family shrine? I swear, Dad, I love you, but this is cruel. Not like I get a say in the matter. And Mother was so happy, wagging her tail, staring at him. She didn't even say anything. God, whenever they're around each other, they make me sick. It's like they're still in the honeymoon phase or something. I don't get it. I mean, what's so great about being in love anyway? It just makes people mindless, self-centered drones, husks of their former selves, obsessed with the objects of their desire. I'm glad I'm alone. Even if rejection hurt at first, I wouldn't want to lose myself like that anyway. I'm too smart for that. At least my brains have gotten me through this hellscape so far. I mean, if I wasn't smart enough to learn that glamour spell Mom showed me, I wouldn't have even been able to go out like this. Sometimes I even forget myself. But I think it's a good look. Even with my ears and tails hidden. Except for these annoying glasses. Huh? Is that a new student? I think he is, but why is he staring at me? Or no, he must be looking at someone else. Ugh, of course he's staring at her. God, if she showed any more skin, she'd be naked. I should stop getting my hopes up like that. It's so stupid. Like anyone would look at me anyway. Finally. It felt like the day would never end. Oh, it's that new guy again. Weird. He's been in all my classes today. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear he was looking at me again, but wait. Is he? But there's no one behind me, so has he been looking at me this whole time? Every class? All day? He was looking at me? Oh God. Oh no. Am I blushing? Oh God. No. Stop blushing. I have to get out of here. Oh no. No. This isn't happening. This is... Hi. Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. You're freaking me out. Wait, why are you helping me? What? You want to talk to me? Sure. What about? Wait, what? You think I'm cool? What do you mean you think I'm cool? I am far from cool, or anything like that. My what? Ears and tails. Cosplay? You think I'm beautiful. Cute. Thank you. Yes, I love to cosplay as a nine-tailed fox. I think their coats are just beautiful. Don't you? They're your favorite too? Oh. I'm glad. It means you're a man of good taste. I always wanted to find a wonderful guy that would pat my ears and stroke my tails, you know? But if you could you just keep it between us? No, it's not a bullying thing. I just don't like to talk about it with people. But, you can talk about it with me. Okay? Good. Thank you for respecting my wishes. It means a lot to me. Anyway, I should get going. I have to get home before it gets too late. Oh, my... it's just by that shrine. You know, the shrine to the fox spirits. Yeah, I guess it does suit me. And if you ever want to stop by, you can. So, nice to meet you. And bye.
Mother. Mother, where are you? I need your help. Something happened today and I just...
Ah! Oh my God! Not again? What the hell is wrong with you two? Put a sock on the door or something. I didn't need to see that. My poor eyes.
Oh, honey, calm down. I'm sorry. But you know how passionate your father and I are. We can't help it. Sometimes the mood just takes you.
No, that's not the problem, Mom. I'm glad that you and Dad are having...
And the spell you use to soundproof your room is much appreciated, really. But you need to start locking the door.
You know how many times I've walked in on you now?
It's not that bad.
30. 30 times.
You've kept track.
Trust me? Not by choice. It's just that the images are burned into my subconscious like some kind of living nightmare. It's not fair. When I do something wrong, you get to punish me. When do I get to punish you?
Oh, my dear one. That's the best joke I've heard all week. You punishing us. As if you could. Oh, that's a good one. But enough of this nonsense. What is troubling you?
Right. Yes, Mom. I met someone new today at school, and he saw through your magic.
What?
Yeah. My ears and tails. Everything. He thought it was cosplay, thank God. And I don't think he talked to anyone else about it, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that he saw... And if he could see through it, what if it happens again? What if the spell fails? What, Mom, what do I do? Oh, my dearest pup. This is a wonderful thing.
How is this wonderful?
The spell, my sweet, the way it is written, is such that only your true soulmate can see through the glamour.
What? Really?
So you're saying he is my soulmate? You mean I'm not going to be alone?
No, little one. You aren't. Not ever again. Now that you have him, your most precious darling.
My darling. My darling.
My darling.
My darling. My darling. My darling, my darling. I found you, my precious darling. Oh, and you will be mine.
I'll make sure of it.